We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Greetings and welcome, graceful viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For satellite coverage 24 hours a day and 7 days a week, please join us. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 32 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Paraguay, in Asuncion, channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazo, channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazo. In Hernandarias, channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 24 on CiatSat. Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. And channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Hood Province, channel 21 on Han Adtail Cable TV. In Ernet City, channel Z26 on Tla Tengel Cable TV. On channel 50 on Himera Cable TV. In Sigbatersi Ling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongols. In Dahan Uls Province, channel 8 on Dahan Broadcasting System. In Tla, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisors, channel 47. And Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Hotel on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinghe Cable TV. Yongjialu Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Panghu County, channel 03 on Panghu Cable TV. And in Tinmen County, channel 102 on Mincheng Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, an Australian teenager rescues two from turbulent waters. In animal welfare news, a spokesperson for our innocent co-inhabitants has been chosen in the United Arab Emirates. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 15th, Dr. Ludwig Lazarus Zamenhof, creator of the international language Esperanto, was born in 1859 in Białystok, Poland. Dr. Zamenhof invented the language to help facilitate more harmony and understanding among people. It was first available to the public in 1887. There are over 100,000 people who speak Esperanto, with associations and professional organizations dedicated to the language in 83 countries. Dr. Zamenhof has been honored by many nations with a planet, streets, parks, and bridges named after him. May Dr. Ludwig Lazarus Zamenhof's noble ideals be realized in a world with ease of communication, peace, and kindness.
Fly News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Samoa. On September 29th, a massive magnitude 8.0 temblor struck underwater between the islands of Samoa and American Samoa. The quake triggered a wall of waves several meters high that took nearly 200 lives on Tonga, American Samoa, and especially Samoa. Many homes and cars were swept away as people only had a few minutes to flee the sudden waters.
Upon hearing of this tragedy, Supreme Master Ching Hai immediately conveyed her heavy heart and tears while donating $30,000 to assist the most afflicted. This amount could acquire $247,000 in supplies if bought in the United States based on the region's cost of living.
Our association's relief team from Australia looked into the situation and found that the people of Tonga and American Samoa had been well cared for by the governments of New Zealand and the United States. Covering their own travel and related expenses of approximately $3,000, they went to the populous Samoan island of Upolu and arrived at a 20-kilometer stretch of coast where settlements and resorts had been almost entirely wiped out.
However, despite aftershocks and another tsunami warning that occurred on the day the team arrived, they found the Samoan people recovering due to their deep love of God and strong community support, even though many had lost children or elders.
Working with the local Disaster Management Office, or DMO, which was very well organized and had promptly seen to the storm victims' more immediate medical, shelter, and food needs, our association's relief team focused on longer-term necessities. They were thus able to supply rebuilding materials such as tools, gardening utensils, hammers, nails, measuring tape, and gloves. Together with the DMO personnel, they distributed these items to each village along with food and water supplies.
Our appreciation, Samoa's Disaster Management Office and personnel, for your timely assistance. We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai for her attentive care and comfort to the distressed disaster victims, as we also thank our association members for their wholehearted initiatives to help, wishing the storm-afflicted a swift return to productive day-to-day lives, as such traumatic situations are minimized through humanity's gentler regard for all beings.
Please tune in to Supreme Master Television for the second part of this relief report on noteworthy news.
Australian flames threaten wildlife and homes. With 80% of the state of New South Wales suffering from drought, over 70 bushfires that started last week were still blazing as of Monday, December 14th. In Queensland, several large grass fires threatened homes as the area was faced with 33 degrees Celsius heat and dry conditions. A wildfire in West Australia's Walpole Wilderness area, home to old-growth forests and unique plant species, is expected to burn 10,000 hectares before it is contained. Meanwhile, the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or RSPCA, has been answering calls concerning endangered animal companions. Our gratitude, all brave fire crew personnel and the Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, for your altruistic endeavors to safeguard lives. We pray for the protection of all those affected and that destructive conditions as these are eased as we strive for greater consideration of the environment.
Earthquakes strike Indonesia, the Philippines, India, Kuril Islands, and New Zealand. On Saturday, December 12th, temblors measuring 5.2 and 5.0 on the Richter scale shook Tual, the capital of Indonesia's Maluku province, as well as the eastern region of West Papua province. In the Philippines that same day, a magnitude 4.7 quake struck off of South Mindanao Island. On Saturday evening, several parts of India's Maharashtra state were shaken by a quake measuring 5.0 on the Richter scale, which caused cracks in some buildings. On Sunday, the Kuril Islands in the Pacific Ocean experienced a magnitude 5.9 tremor centered 210 kilometers south of Severo-Kurilsk. In New Zealand, a 4.2 magnitude quake jolted the Kapiti coast and was felt at Raumati Beach as a magnitude 5.0 tremor struck 100 kilometers west of Southland's town of Tuatapere and could also be felt in southern Fiordland. Thankfully, there were no reports of serious damage or injury for any of the tremors and no tsunami warnings were issued. Thank heavens for the safety of those in the quake-jolted regions. May such unsettling events soon turn to calm as more people foster caring, eco-conscious lifestyles.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Sudan leaders reach agreement. Senior officials of Sudan's National Congress Party and Southern Sudan People's Liberation Movement announced on Sunday, December 13th, that they reached agreement on laws that include democratic reforms for elections next April 2010, as well as the matter of Southern Sudan's independence. With a January 2011 vote due in Southern Sudan, the new accord states that 51% of a required 60% voter turnout could approve an independent status for the autonomous region. Your Excellencies of both parties, we are gladdened to know of your advancements toward harmonious relations and peace. May the gracious people of Sudan enjoy abundance and harmony as lasting tranquility is restored.
Oysters, a source of highly contagious illness. In the United States, the Texas Health Department has advised consumers to avoid oysters from the San Antonio Bay. A very contagious norovirus that causes food poisoning was traced to the shellfish. The virus can be transmitted by fecal contamination in water, but also by touching contaminated surfaces or coming in direct contact with an infected individual. Symptoms include nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, as well as fever, chills, aches, and fatigue. Our gratefulness, Texas food safety officials, for your efforts to inform and safeguard the public. May people be spared the suffering of this and other animal product-related illnesses by selecting wholesome and humane plant-based food choices.
Maryland, USA hospitals launch Less Meat campaign. The Carroll Hospital Center, Anne Arundel Medical Center, and Union Hospital of Cecil County have all taken on the Balanced Menus Challenge to reduce meat by 20% in hospitals. As part of a national campaign begun by the organization Healthcare Without Harm, the program is intended to alleviate the greenhouse gas emissions of the meat industry, as well as improve environmental and public health. Many thanks, Healthcare Without Harm and Maryland Hospitals, for these active measures to lower meat consumption. May your beneficial results provide motivation toward entirely meat-free diets for the ultimate health of ourselves and the environment.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years. Higher IQ saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply. Consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains cleaner air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Aung San Suu Kyi meets with Burmese official. Nobel laureate and leader of Myanmar's National League for Democracy, Aung San Suu Kyi, met with Liaison Minister U Aung Chi on Wednesday, December 9th, for the third time since October 2009. The meetings are being held as part of Dr. Suu Kyi's endeavors to have Western sanctions lifted for the benefit of the Burmese people. Our appreciation, Aung San Suu Kyi, Minister U Aung Chi, and those involved in making these meetings possible. We pray that such constructive efforts will lead to greater peace and harmony for all Myanmar people.
Save our planet.
Please help the world.
Climate Change Conference is about saving lives. During their meetings and negotiations, global decision makers at the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark, have been keenly aware that in the end, human lives are at stake. Supreme Master Television's correspondent reports.
Over the weekend, churches in more than one dozen countries, including here in Copenhagen, symbolically rang their bells 350 times at 3 p.m. to highlight the importance of bringing atmospheric CO2 levels to the relatively safe levels of 350 parts per million. A 2-degree temperature rise is another way to describe a global warming limit considered in the acceptable range by leaders. However, in a press conference on Saturday, scientists from the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change cautioned that much deeper emission reduction goals are needed to even meet this limit, and that a 2-degree temperature rise could still raise sea levels by up to 1.4 meters. Addressing the delegates, Tuvalu's lead negotiator Ian Fry translated this reality into human terms, reminding that entire nations are at risk of being lost without adequate action.
Pacific Island countries and all the LDCs and millions of other people around this world are affected enormously by climate change. I woke this morning and I was crying, and that's not easy for a grown man to admit. The fate of my country rests in your hands. Thank you.
Not only vulnerable countries, but the children of every nation are also at grave risk for their lives and their future. A special film was presented to all government delegates and the media depicting the nightmare of a 6-year-old girl as she ran from the disasters of climate change. The choir singing for the film also conveyed the message of hope and nature's preciousness to the assembly. Generation cared deeply about our future. Just before the climate summit, 160 youth delegates from 42 countries gathered in Denmark for the Children's Climate Forum in Copenhagen 2009, organized by the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF.
We want to show the world that beware, we care. That's our message.
Together they made a declaration of recommendations that were presented to the climate conference leaders.
Well, my message to the global leaders will go as a question. I would ask them, are they ready to commit murder? Of course, that's a very big word, that's very scary, but because if they don't take action, if they don't bring any change, our country, 360,000 strong, plus another million from another country and all the countries in the same state, we will all be wiped out.
We met with one bright young Danish representative who is also aware of the most important planet cooling solution of being vegan.
I'm a vegan because I think we need to treat the animals right, and because animal raising is affecting the climate radical, and because I think that it's not okay to kill when you can live based on plants. I hope that many, many more people get vegetarians and vegans in the future, because it really will affect our planet in a good way. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
To spread the word about our urgent veg solution, our association members have continued to distribute information packets to VIPs as well as to the participants and observers of the conference. In addition to joining tens of thousands of people in a large peaceful march through the city, our association members have also been invited to public presentations and workshops and related forums, as well as to interviews with international media, including Danish Radio, Radio Radical of Italy, Brazil-based Record Television, Radio Swiss Roman of Switzerland, Denmark Radio P3, and the internet-based Your Climate TV.
The major source of methane is livestock farming. So if we eat less meat, the climate and our health and the planet will be happening.
This is Supreme Master Television reporting from Copenhagen, Denmark.
We pray for the wise decisions of all leaders and climate change negotiators based on the best interests of people and the planet. Let us awaken now to the fastest, ever affordable solution of the vegan diet that will save our world and her inhabitants in time.
In her steadfast plea to the world during a government-invited video conference in November 2009 in Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai asked those concerned to pray for an enlightened leadership to steer the planet to safety.
It's just that we need to make the switch to the animal-free lifestyle now. Then everything will improve. Life will be easier, and we can rest knowing that our children will have a future to look forward to. And I'm praying to all heavenly beings to help as well to further accelerate the trend that we need by manifesting themselves physically to awaken the leaders, the media, the influential and ordinary citizens alike, so that our planet won't look like Mars in the near future. So prayer, combined with the efforts of citizens and the government's and media's powerful support, this formula could bring the fastest and smoothest transition to a stable planet.
Save Our Planet, the I Own a Tree program, launched by environmental group Eco Club, helps citizens of Bangalore, India revive and restore the city's greenery by sponsoring the planting of trees, with a goal of 100,000 new seedlings per year.
Save Our Planet. According to a recent study by France's Museum of Natural History, a misclassification of species has placed the European flapper skate on the brink of becoming the first ever marine fish to be rendered extinct due to commercial fishing.
Save Our Planet, a report released by US-based organization International Boreal Conservation Campaign, shows the importance of preserving the boreal forests in Canada, as they store nearly twice as much carbon per hectare as tropical forests, thus helping curb climate change.
Save Our Planet. Environmental group WWF or World Wildlife Fund warned that low-lying coastal cities in such Asian countries as Bangladesh, the Philippines and Indonesia are vulnerable to extensive damage from climate change and need urgent help to protect the lives of their citizens.
Warning news. British experts discover that increased alcohol consumption and smoking, along with insufficient fruit and vegetable intake, are strongly linked to the past decade's rise in oral, esophageal, liver, breast, and colorectal cancer.
Hello, I'm Fluffy the Snow Monkey, with a tip on keeping your home warm. I'm a vegan, by the way. Radiant heating can save up to 30% on your bills, depending on the size of your house. It works by providing heat directly to the floor, or to ceiling or wall panels. Besides reducing costs, it can also help with allergies, because it doesn't involve vents or forced air. There are sites online that can give you more information. Thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And thanks for tuning in. Now, the weather around the world.
In Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Ghana. Ghana holds the second West African Vegetarian Congress. The Vegetarian Association of Ghana, in collaboration with the International Vegetarian Union, organized a three-day event. The first day included a pro-vegan procession which our association members took part in, distributing SOS flyers. The next day, the conference was held in the large green Kwame Nkrumah Memorial Park. A number of eminent speakers explained the advantages and urgent necessity of adopting a vegetarian lifestyle to halt global warming. A delicious variety of plant-based foods were offered. It is estimated that approximately 500 people took part in listening to the talks and tasting this scrumptious fare. Congratulations, Vegetarian Association of Ghana, the International Vegetarian Union, and participants of this fantastic earth-saving event. May all join the Veg Strand for optimum health of people, animals, and the planet.
In community news, an Australian teenager rescues two adults from turbulent waters. 15-year-old high school student Lachlan Edwards entered the dangerous waters of Point Impossible Surf Beach and brought 21-year-old Corey Manson to shore. With the help of leading senior constable Justin Joseph, he also managed to get 52-year-old Miss Chrissy Whittingham, a former swimming instructor, to safety. Though Miss Whittingham had pleaded with Lachlan to save himself, he would not leave her. Miss Whittingham, who was released after a short stay in the hospital, said, "Lachie is an incredibly brave young man. Bravo, heroes Lachlan Edwards and leading senior constable Justin Joseph, for your life-saving actions. May Mr. Corey Manson and Miss Chrissy Whittingham have many joyous years with a renewed appreciation of the precious gift of life." Up next on Noteworthy News, Dubai's first spokesperson for animals begins her post. We'll take a meditative walk and be right back. More refreshing news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helping news for a revitalizing world. In animal welfare news, a spokesperson for animals has been chosen in the United Arab Emirates. Miss Radhika Chandra of India was voted as Dubai's first Miss Ambassador with Voice for Animals, or AVA. Miss Chandra's upcoming responsibilities include sharing information with the public on how to be good guardians of animals. She will visit school children and assist at the K9 and Feline Friends Animal Shelter in the city. Miss Chandra said, "I think treating animals in the proper way can preserve the goodness in all of us." Kudos, Miss Radhika Chandra, on your new position. Our sincere gratitude, Voice for Animals, for sharing your love with our co-inhabitants. May we all become the best of spokespeople and caregivers for our innocent friends, beginning with abstaining from animal products through the compassionate vegan diet.
Time to share some laughter with a joke told in Hakka entitled Special Needs.
ไงเราปัสเซียอาโปตั้งหัวชงทูกีเพลก็คือตาเทียนฟ้าต้องฮ่องกง公司แล้วอีเดียวกงไงอาโปไอ้特殊需要ฮ่องกง公司的人员那时咪谈ไงกงอาโป需要一台轮椅还需要一位空服员帮忙因为伊有关节炎无处看无物解到伊答应哎一切都会安排妥当安尼哎都放心到嘞哎感谢伊的主导伊回答讲唔是客气，我准备要挂电话时，伊当翻伊个门来，跟阿婆是要煮菜无？
And now for our viewers' hotline.
I'm sending you photos of my Carpe d'Arc project. This project is about nature. I want to help my students spread their work in the world.Because we have such talented people in our school. Attached are our photos. Thank you. Yegana from Azerbaijan.
Creative Yegana, how wonderful to share the traditional arts with your students. Thank you for your lovely pictures. We are sure their rich handiworks will delight many others.May young people worldwide have the unlimited future and a long living planet, which we can ensure by all adopting the earth-protecting plant-based lifestyle. With heaven's light to you and the God-loving co-citizens of Azerbaijan.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline.We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your life be illuminated by the grace of the divine. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few. His Majesty King Abdullah bin Abdulaziz Al Saud of Saudi Arabia is awarded the annual prize from the Arab Federation for Libraries and Information, or AFLI, for his work in promoting cultural activities in the Arab world.
Morocco's anti-drug measures result in cannabis production decreasing by 60%, an accomplishment that brings commendations from the International Narcotics Control Board.
Thanks to more than 30 million free medical consultations and training provided by Cuban doctors, Bolivia's health ministry states that the country has been able to increase health coverage from 30% 3 years ago to 70% today.
French President Nicolas Sarkozy meets with visiting Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev at the Elysee Palace in Paris, France, to discuss politics, economy, and cultural ties, as well as furthering cooperation between the two countries.
Kuwaiti Airways engineer Fuad Al-Rabia is able to return to his homeland after a U.S. district judge clears him of all charges following a 7-year detainment in the Guantanamo Bay facility.
China and Formosa, or Taiwan, hold the first cross-strait conference to discuss cooperation in basic medical science, clinical practice, Chinese medicine, healthcare business management, medical education, and medical technology.
Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez meets with Cuban President Raul Castro, where the two signed agreements to strengthen bilateral ties in health, education, and energy.
Iran's head of cultural heritage, handicrafts and tourism, Hamid Bakay, conveys his country's interest in increased cultural cooperation with Egypt.
British entrepreneur and philanthropist Sir Richard Branson introduces Spaceship Two, a new aircraft that in 2011 will offer zero-gravity experiences to passengers traveling to the edge of space and back.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.